From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, a former United Nations worker explains why spying at UN headquarters is so easy and so common. But our lead story comes from Haiti. Today, members of a recently organized Council of Sages are expected to meet to choose a new leader from among three top candidates. But unrest in Haiti continues as supporters of ousted President Jean-Bertrand Aristide demand his return. And the Associated Press is reporting that U.S. Marines shot and killed the driver of a vehicle as it sped towards a military checkpoint yesterday. It's the second deadly shooting by U.S. Marines in the past 2 days. NPR's Jerry Haddon is in Port-au-Prince, and he joins us now. Jerry, what do you know about this latest shooting?
The driver of the vehicle, the Haitian man who was killed, was a taxi driver from the airport. He apparently had just dropped off a couple of passengers and was speeding back out of the airport towards his home. Now, at night in Haiti, drivers often speed because they're afraid of being stopped by bandits or other folks who may try to rob them. Apparently, this driver didn't notice the Marine checkpoint or didn't heed their calls to stop, and they opened fire, killing him and wounding a passenger in his vehicle.
And how are the Marines doing in general in providing security to the Haitian people in quelling the violence there?
Well, so far, there has been a lot of violence since they arrived. Seven people were killed in shootings on Sunday. The Marines did respond with fire in that incident and killed one Haitian who they say was shooting at them, though that body was not recovered, nor was the weapon used allegedly against the Marines. You know, the Haitians are very angry over that incident on Sunday. They wanted to be better protected by U.S. forces. The U.S. forces say they're not the police here, and things would have been much worse had they not been here at all.
And is there a plan for how long they'll remain in Haiti?
The international forces are supposed to be here until June 1st. A UN assessment team arrives today to begin planning a transition to a UN peacekeeping force. The length of that mission isn't known. It probably will last for several months, if not years, and its aim is to slowly begin to help Haitians rebuild their government and their economy.
And meanwhile, the United Nations is requesting more food aid and more humanitarian aid in general for Haiti. Is there a crisis developing there?
It's not quite a humanitarian crisis, but it could be. We're really teetering on the edge. The problem is that aid groups are afraid, rightly, to travel out of Port-au-Prince because of instability in the countryside. There's still no real security or police presence. Also, in the capital, because of widespread looting, many aid organizations have also seen their stocks here in the capital disappear.
NPR's Jerry Haddon in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.